This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Washington, D.C. I'm looking at the United States Capitol right now, making our way there on a bus. This will be a first. I talked about yesterday that, you know, doing what's on your mind from a bus was not new, because we'd done that before on the way to Bison games and whatnot. But actually walking while doing the show will be new, and we're going to be doing some of that today, because we're headed to the U.S. Capitol. Senator John Hoeven is greeting the entire North Dakota delegation on the steps. And doing a photo, Senator Cramer and Congressman Armstrong are back in North Dakota. And so they will be beaming in. I don't know if they're doing Skype or what they're doing, but they're going to greet the kids as well. So that'll be kind of fun. And they'll get to ask you questions, take pictures, whatnot. So that's on the Capitol steps, okay? And if you can envision Washington, D.C., then the mall goes all the way down to, we'll do the Lincoln Memorial, but they're going to go down to the Washington Monument, where the March for Life begins, and that's where 650,000 is the estimate of students, mostly, will line up and march for life. Biggest single march on Washington that goes on year after year. I think there's been one or two that have been more people, but they've been one-offs. They've not been, like, for instance, the Women's March, they did that's dwindled to darn near nothing. So so sad, I know. But this is really all about the students. I'm chaperoning, that's why I came along, and I wanted to bring you along as well and do some of this, and we're seeing some of the people get set up, so I thought we'd talk with some of the students. What's your name?
Jed Smith.
How are you, Jed?
I'm doing well. How about you, Scott?
Good. Is this fun?
Yeah, I'm having a blast here with all my schoolmates.
You sound like you might be, up for a career in broadcasting or something. It sounds like if we were doing play-by-play in a football game.
Oh, yeah. It would be a fun job. I see you enjoy it.
I do.
Yeah, it's fun here in D.C. I'm excited for the march, and hopefully we change people's minds and points of views.
So how did you come to be pro-life, Jed? What made you say, hey, I think this is a law that is not good and hurts people? Do you remember a time?
Well, I was born and raised Catholic, and I know that's one of the values of, like, it's important to stand up for all life, including the unborn, and that's just what I believe, and I know it's the right thing.
It's good for you. And I mean, is that something that, you know, you talk about at school? Is this like, okay, why are you going to March for Life, or is it just people just that they're the majority are right there with you?
Yeah, we talk about it in school. Religion class, shout out to Miss Fole.
Oh no, you're going to get extra brownie points for that, you know that, don't you?
Hopefully.
Yeah, she's stalking us on Facebook, so she'll be probably listening, I think. She's. Thanks, Jed.
No problem, thank you.
Nice job, you bet. Dylan, come over here. Yeah, we're going to put, we are almost to our spot, so we'll have to stop when we get there, and then we'll go. This guy has an NDSU sweatshirt on, and I'll still talk to him. What's your name?
Dylan Ehrholz.
How are you, Dylan?
Good, how are you?
Are you having fun in the...
Yeah, I'm having a blast so far.
You were sitting one row ahead of me on the bus on the way out, and I noticed that you got as much sleep as I did.
Yeah, that's not much.
No, yeah, I think we got like maybe 2 hours between us, right?
Yep, something about like that.
Yeah, and did you sleep last night well then?
Yeah, I got a great night's rest, and I'm ready to go for the march today.
It was 6 hours of sleep, and it felt like about 60, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't sleep the night before. Yeah. What are you looking forward to in the march?
Just being with all the community that supports this great event.
And you, have you been here before?
Yeah, I came last year.
So what was it like? Explain what the march is like when you're in the middle of that mob of people.
It's just like a great atmosphere. It's a great place to be in with people that, you know, are doing the right thing.
Last night there was a big event on the campus of George Mason University, and there was, again, packed full, and music, and, a fellow by the name of Chris Stefanik, who gave a great talk. It was a lot of fun. There's just a lot of energy here, isn't there?
Yeah, it's just, like, unbelievable.
Yeah, that's cool. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. You too, Scott.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Girls, any ladies want to chat? Huh? You're gonna leave it to the boys? Oh, Haley Hannon, who just scolded me for working, has now agreed to chat. Hello, Haley.
Hi.
You didn't scold me, didn't you?
No.
She's like, why are you working? This is you're supposed to be chaperoning. I said, well, actually, one day that I was talking with Father Jason Miller at church, and I said, I'm chaperoning. And he said he was going to be out here. I said, looking forward to it. And he said, you should do your radio show on the bus. That'd be great for people back home. So it was his idea, so you can talk to Father Miller, okay?
Okay.
What are you looking forward to, Haley? This is your first March for Life. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to the march and hanging out with all my friends.
Lydia, how about you? You don't want to go on the radio? No, Lydia doesn't go on the radio. Just say one thing. Shout out to somebody back home.
Shout out to my mom, Jamie.
Jamie Madden.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Lydia. Lydia's father, of course, the world-famous Shanley football coach. And he's along as a chaperone as well. And we're just offloading on the bus right now. And then we'll walk up to the steps of the Capitol and then... we'll chat with Senator Hovind. Monsignor Shea is here, the president of the University of Mary. He is actually on the other side of the mall from us, but we're going to chat with him as well coming up in the next break. And, of course, Senator Kevin Cramer does his weekly talk radio town hall for the full hour with us next hour. So if we're able, we'll get some of the kids to do that. We actually have to make our way, so we'll go to the steps of the Capitol now with Senator Hovind, then make our way all the way down the mall to the start of the march, and try and keep together. And I'm going to be doing the radio show while doing all of that. So, can you believe that? That's actually going to happen.
Multitasking.
I'm multitasking. I this is the first, because I don't think I've actually been mobile while I'm doing the radio show. But it's fun. It's a good time. And as long as the cell service hangs out, you know, there's a lot of people on phones here. And usually as you get closer to the march, it's kind of like sometimes you go down to Frisco or any big sporting event. When everybody's on their phone, nobody's phone works. You know, they're all trying to upload, and it takes hours and hours and hours. So we'll see when we get a little closer to the march. The actual march itself, so let's see, I'm going to try to convert this into your time. We'll start at noon. About 11 o'clock the program goes, but at noon is when the actual march does. And it is, if you've never seen it, it's something to see. It gets very little national media attention. If you have EWTN, they cover it like the Super Bowl. They're just great. They cover the whole thing, so it's pretty cool. But, you know, I got to think of Todd. When I was growing up, there would be nobody events like this other than old fogies. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
nothing but old fogies.
Yeah.
So,
which are not the people you need to reach the most in the first place, so. And see, just like
say that again,
we lost.
Tom?
There we go.
No,
now you're back.
Well, the bus driver.
That's not the demographic that needs to be reached the most.
No, so I mean that's the thing I think is most amazing is that you have youngsters here, and of the 650,000, I'm not kidding you, 90% of them are young. Watch it for yourself, and you'll see it's just incredible. You know, it really is. Peter in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, glad you're in Washington. There, I wish I could have made it. I'll go one of these years, but hopefully I won't have to. Hey, I just wanted to bring up real quick, I guess a buddy of mine was doing some research on different ways Trump can build the wall, and I don't know if any of your listeners have called in about Public Law 85804, which is the Extraordinary Contractual Relief Law. Basically,
what does it do?
It's just a law that... Oh, okay. It gives the president the ability to negotiate and sign contracts on behalf of the federal government, as long as the contract has to do with national security. And I guess it was amended a couple times since its inception in 1958. It used to be able to be overridden by two houses of Congress, but since 1990, it's been changed to give the president even more power, and basically it can't be overridden by Congress. Are you familiar with that at all?
I'm not at all. I have heard about laws, and I don't know the particulars on the law, but I've heard of laws that say that that's number one accurate. You could build a wall. By the way, on the government shutdown, the law is after 30 days, anybody that is furloughed is non-essential, could be by executive order no longer employed. So the president could thin the federal workforce at the 30-day mark. Now, that would make the Democrats nuts, but it's another bargaining chip. But by the way, I'd like him to do it, especially in light of
you know, stories about how little work is done by the vast majority of the federal workforce, you know, in that category.
Yeah, so, I was just going to say that. That's a great point. Well, thanks for having me on, Scott. Be safe out there.
Thanks. Very kind of you. Yes, we will. And as I say, we're going to walk up now to the U.S. Capitol, and we'll get a chance to chat with Senator Hoeven after he visits with the kids. And then we'll chat with them on Senior Shea as well. And welcome more of your calls, questions, and comments. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay, we'd love to hear from you. Any questions, welcome today on What's on Your Mind. Fascinating day ahead of coverage of this wonderful event. Again, don't forget, Senator Hoeven will join us, as well as Senator Kramer, for the full hour next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. So there's that. And you won't want to miss a minute of it right here, brought to you by the Energy of North Dakota. Check it out, energyofnorthdakota.com. Find out what they're about. Don't believe the fake news media. Most of the editorial pages, they don't understand the oil and gas industry. They get their talking points from crazy environmental groups. In energyofnorthdakota.com. Get the facts. More after this from Washington, D.C.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Hey folks, Matt the Pizza Guy with you again. Are the doldrums of the deep winter blues
creeping into your positive and sunny view?
Well, it's time to snap out of the wistfulness of winter. Crank up the oven and enjoy a pizza corner pizza. Choose from a deliciously deluxe loaded with meat and veggies, a chicken bacon ranch with a hint of spice to warm you nice, or a pizza corner taco pizza that can be dressed up to delectable with sour cream, lettuce, tomatoes, and more. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota, and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota, and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Care about safety. And, you know, safety can be one of those topics where you kind of feel like, you know, the teacher's coming in, they're going, rah, 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 rah. It shouldn't be. Because being conscious about safety is about saving lives. I always think of it this way. I think of it as, you know, when our kids were little and I would come home from work, they would just storm the door. You know, grab your leg, I'd pull you down. Dad's home! Dad's home! And I always loved that.
They don't do that anymore?
No, they don't. They look at me like, you know, hey, can I have the $20? But
in the car keys, yeah.
One's working, one's at college, and Haley's got her hand out. She's left doing that. But anyway, that's what I think about. I think about that's why safety is important. So those kids have you to come home to and see you walk through that door. So there's a huge safety conference coming up next month. NDSC.org has all the details. They've been doing this a lot of years. People come from a dozen or more states. WSI, big sponsor. Same thing there. A lot of great safety resources from both organizations. NDSC.org. Find something that fits for you, your company, you personally. Doing a lot of CIUs and whatnot as well, so we'll see you there. Look forward to it. All right, so I'm walking, as you probably can tell, and staring at the U.S. Capitol, and somewhere not too far from me is the president of the University of Mary, who's brought a contingent of folks, 4 busloads of kids out to the nation's capital. North Dakota's well represented. Got to be 1,000-plus that are here from North Dakota. So we welcome President Jim Shea. President Shea, Monsignor, how are you?
Fine, Scott. How are you here in our nation's capital?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Tell me a little bit about this pilgrimage so far for Team U Mary.
Well, it's been incredible. So we've got a caravan of more than 200 students. I think that comes out to 4 buses. And, of course, we're joined, as you said, by lots of pilgrims from all over, lots of participants in the March for Life from all over North Dakota. And so I think St. Mary's Central High School in Bismarck has a couple of buses down here as well, as does Trinity High School in Dickinson and Ryan High School up in Minot. And then there's a group of lay people as well from the Diocese of Bismarck. And I think Shanley's here with us, aren't they, from Fargo? And so it's a lot of people from all over. The University of Mary's contingent left on Wednesday evening, late, and we were on the buses for a couple of days, and we got in to the nation's capital about 1 o'clock this morning. And we just came from Mass at St. Patrick's Church in downtown Washington, D.C., and I think the students are having a little bit of breakfast before we head down for the march.
I remember the University of Mary carrying the banner at the march. Shanley did it one year as well, and, you know, to see these North Dakota kids, of course, in the case of the University of Mary, they're students from all over now and more all the time. You know, just so wonderful to see that kind of energy for this cause. But this is an important event for the school and for the cause, isn't it?
Right. Well, you know, those who remember a little bit, the year before the University of Mary led the March for Life, the year before we were stranded for almost 24 hours on the Pennsylvania Turnpike coming back from the March for Life. But I think that's what had raised the witness of North Dakota to the degree that March for Life would ask us to actually lead the march the following year. Because what happened is that year in and year out, it seems like the mainstream media will ignore the fact that the largest gathering in Washington, D.C. every year, the largest peaceful protest that happens in our nation's capital every year, year in and year out, now for 47 years running, is the March for Life. And so year after year, it's sort of widely ignored. You know, you hear the tremendous coverage that these other marches get. But Americans, it's a funny thing. Americans, especially those who don't live in North Dakota, are kind of obsessed with weather and, you know, concerned about weather. And so the fact that that there were buses of young people from the middle of America on the Pennsylvania Turnpike stranded for almost 24 hours really caused a lot of people to take notice. And so from the bus, I was doing interviews with the BBC and with the New York Times and with Washington Post and with local papers and television shows and all of those things. And I think what happened is it raised the profile and awareness about this event to the degree, Scott, that the following year we did lead the March for Life. You know, of course, we were joined by very many people from all over North Dakota in standing at the front, holding the banner. And I went up in front. I'll never forget it in all my life. You know, there's a point when you're marching on the way between the ellipse, which is where the Washington Monument is, and the Supreme Court. There's a place on Constitution Avenue where the road kind of surges. And I always tell the students at that point, look back, because at that moment, you can look back, and Constitution Avenue for miles is thronged with people. And it gives the young people, and it gives me, the deep reminder and the conviction that in this cause for life, we're not alone. And that indeed we're joined by men and women of goodwill from all over the country, hundreds of thousands of people, all of whom are joined together, marching for life. And I remember standing in front, and watching the faces of our students, and they were just radiant with joy. People sometimes characterize pro-lifers as being, you know, violent or, angry or, sort of impatient. You know, bigoted or intolerant, this type of thing. None of that rings true for me. You know, year after year, I go to the March for Life, and it's an experience of great hope. Young people, it gets younger. It seems to get younger, Scott, every single year. And the hearts of these young people are just filled with so much joy. It's a beautiful thing to behold. And for me, it keeps me young along the way, too, and reminds me that there's great hope for the future of our nation.
Yeah, because when you and I were growing up, I'm a little older than you are, but I mean that era, you know, it was your mom and dad or your grandparents that went to this. Now it's the youth of America, and you know, that's what gets me every time. You look at that sea of people, you know, 500,000 to 600,000 people, and it's kids. It's, you know, it's mostly youngsters. So that says a lot about where we're going with this cause, doesn't it?
No, and I think that part of it has to do, you know, I'm always kind of sit up and take notice at the march when I see groups like Agnostics for Life or Atheists for Life also marching with people of faith. You know, of course, many of the students who come for the March for Life from the University of Mary are motivated by religious convictions. You know, they're deeply devoted to their faith, and they believe that this is a great cause of justice, that it really truly is a civil rights issue in our time and a cause for justice and to which they want to stand for. But lots of people of goodwill are rallying around this cause because now with 3D sonograms and with clear evidence of the viability of an unborn child getting earlier and earlier and earlier in which they could survive outside of the womb. It's just amazing. And so science is on our side, too. And young people can notice
no doubt about it.
It matters.
Absolutely. More with Monsignor Shea, President of the University of Mary, when we come back. We're approaching the Senate side of the U.S. Capitol, where Senator Hovind will be greeting the March for Life pilgrims from North Dakota. And we'll bring you some of that, too, coming up here in a couple of minutes. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Stay tuned.
Hey, Scott. There are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guy, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a 7-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of pro-life activists are getting ready to step off in Washington for the 2019 March for Life. With more, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
After a series of speeches and music at the National Mall in Washington, the pro-life advocates will march to the Supreme Court, where Roe v. Wade was passed back in 1973 that legalized abortion. Carol Tobias of National Right to Life is thankful for the ongoing support from the Trump administration.
This administration has been wonderful. They've been solid. There is nothing I can think of that they have in any way backed off their commitment to protect unborn children.
The LA Unified School District continuing negotiations today on day five of a teacher's strike. The teachers' union president says they'll likely talk all weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
We're back live on location. I just saw Roz Layton, chief of staff for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Roz, is Kelly back home in the great state of North Dakota?
He is. He's traveling. They canceled our recess next week, so we had to make sure that he got to see the family.
No kidding. It's been a while, right?
It has indeed. So they were out here for about 3 weeks while he was sworn in, checking out the new place and getting to know D.C. And so but they went back after a retreat in Williamsburg. So
Roz left the White House for Congressman Armstrong's office. So Donald Trump, he's on the out, and Kelly, he convinced you to come on over, huh?
He did indeed. It's hard to say no to getting back to the working for the people in North Dakota. So it's been great. I mean, my second full week and getting things all set up. We've got great staff who are ready to go to work for the people in North Dakota, and they're ready to advance priorities out here. So it's been great.
Congressman Armstrong is on that Judiciary Committee, which could be quite busy, right?
Yes, it could. And we actually just found out that he was also recommended for OGR, which is Oversight and Government Reform. So we are definitely going to have a busy, busy 2 years out here.
That's perfect. Good to see you, Roz.
Great to see you too, Scott. Thanks.
So Roz is the chief of staff for Kelly Armstrong, our congressman. And we are right now lining up all the kids on the Capitol steps. And Senator Hoeven's going to be coming out. So we'll continue our chat with Monsignor Shade, president of the University of Maryland. Monsignor, I want to ask you just a little bit about how it is that you became pro-life. What you first remember when you said, well, I have to be pro-life. I'm on this cause. What brought you to that?
Well, you know, I was raised in a household of faith, but not just that. I was also raised in a household of civic engagement. My dad was really adamant that his children should understand that it's a noble thing to participate in the common life that all of us share as citizens of this great country and as citizens of North Dakota as well. And so there should be issues. There should be causes that we care about. And we should try and align our interests as best as we can with what's best, with what's true, with what's right, and that that our common discourse and that civic life in the United States and throughout the world should be best as possible, guided by the cause of truth. And so, from a young age, I remember my parents and their friends standing up for the cause of life. Of course, it was a great blessing to grow up in a place like North Dakota, where the concern for the unborn child and where pro-life convictions run so deep and so strong. But I remember as a very young kid, you know, there's a gathering every year on the Capitol steps, and usually because Roe versus Wade was decided at the end of January, usually it's held on what feels like the coldest day of the year. And a small band of people, larger every year, I think, gathers on the Capitol steps to give witness to life. And that was arranged typically by North Dakota Right to Life. And so we would go up there. And then when I was a teenager, I got involved in North Dakota Teens for Life and the National Teens for Life as well. And, you know, I was involved in speech and debate in high school. And so oftentimes I would give pro-life speeches. And then when I came out here to seminary in Washington, D.C., because, you know, I studied for 3 years at Catholic University in Northeast Washington, I was the coordinator for all the seminarians, people studying for the priesthood from all over the country who converge on our nation's capital. And we would house them at Theological College, which was the seminary, and I was involved in that way. And then, you know, of course, after I was ordained a priest, this is an important cause. But when I came to the University of Mary, things shifted because all of a sudden, I was entrusted in a very clear way with hearts and minds of a rising generation. And young people, especially in a world which is growing more complicated and more difficult day by day, young people need causes for hope. They need to be able to place their hope in something. They're young and idealistic, as all of us were at one time. And the winds that blow in our culture today sometimes are pretty stiff. And I feel like it's just so important to provide them with a cause that they can rally around. And our young people at the University of Mary, their hearts are really not just with unborn children, with compassion for those who can't speak for themselves on this cause, with the innocent and the helpless who need to be defended. But the hearts of our students are also with unwed mothers who face crisis pregnancies. You know, they're not naive to the fact that human life is difficult and that there are many different challenges and that it means nothing to be pro-life if one isn't willing as well to encounter and to stand up for those who find themselves in very difficult situations and make sure that other options beside abortion are possible and on the table for them to support with compassion those who face difficult situations in their lives. And so it's been really, really, really inspiring for me, Scott, to be able to accompany these young people who are just burning with fire inside for the cause of justice, for the cause of life, and for conviction for the truth. And they want to stand for that. And so North Dakota should be very proud today that we're represented, as you say, not just by the University of Mary, but by thousands who are converging on our nation's capital. And we travel a long way in order to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves, to stand for those who are invisible, but whose life and dignity are of inestimable, invaluable value.
When you were talking, I was thinking of a story of one of the chaperones, a mom on this trip, who shared a story with us about how she, at a very young age, I think 17, became pregnant. The boyfriend said, "We absolutely positively are having an abortion." She did. And it took her 25 years to heal. And the pain that she went through and, you know, all of the psychological issues and all the, you know, emotional issues and, you know, relationship issues and everything else all came back to that decision as a youngster and not dealing with it. And when she did, her life was certainly much better. And, you know, that's the thing. I think that people sometimes see this as a debate that's about telling women they shouldn't have an abortion. And I see it more as saving women from a lifetime of pain, you know, and in addition to that, getting the gift of a beautiful baby, you know.
I'm sure glad you brought that up, Scott. You know, today, as we reach the steps of the Supreme Court, you're going to see, and I'm going to see, hundreds of women who are holding up signs that say, "I regret my abortion." And I think what you've done is you've prodded me and reminded me to take the conversation yet further than I did just a moment ago. It's not simply compassion for those who face difficult situations, but for those as well who are seeking healing in their life. For things which have happened in the past. And I think of great organizations like Project Rachel, who are a ministry which is dedicated completely to women who have experienced the pain and the heartbreak of abortion in their lives and are looking for healing and peace in the midst of that. And that's true for men who have fathered babies, who then either through their encouragement and assistance or against their will, were aborted too. That's really important that we never forget about that population. And we'll see them today. Again, they hold up signs that say, "I regret my abortion."
So I know this topic is uncomfortable for some folks, and I understand why. It's not exactly a pleasant conversation, but it is one that we need to have. And if you've thought, "Hey, I don't agree, but I don't want to say anything," I hope you think of those stories, just what months saying as well, and others, the women that have gone through incredible pain. So, Monsignor, always a pleasure. Thanks for doing what you do so well at the wonderful University of Mary, and wish you well. Probably see you on the march.
I'd love to. I'd love that, Scott, if I can catch a glimpse of you. God bless you, and God bless all our listeners this morning, too. It's a beautiful day to march for life.
All right. Same to you, Monsignor. Thanks so much. Senator Hovind has just arrived and is going to greet the folks. I'll pick up his comments to the kids here, and then we'll chat with him after. So, Dino is here. We're actually on the steps of the Senate. So there's a Senate side and a House side of the Capitol. And we're on the Senate side steps. Senator Hovind has just come up and hear the crowd saying, hey, thank you, as well. So we'll pick him up here.
Everybody, almost. Whoa, big crowd. And I know we've got some Bishop Ryan students. I saw them yesterday. They said they'd be here. Ryan students? No? All Shanley. Okay. I thought our Ryan crew was coming over the steps, too. How many we got? 200? So everyone here is from Shanley, huh? Fantastic. Shanley Deacon. Show hands. How many seniors? Ooh, good look. Strong looking bunch. All right, we're going to come back to you and talk about college in a minute. We got a Green Bay Packer fan standing next to a Chicago Bear fan. Next to a national champion NDSU fan. Woo! All right. We love our Bison. Okay, how many juniors? Juniors? Okay, you guys ready to take over the mantle of leadership next year? Yes? That was a yes? Okay, good. Pretty strong group here, seniors. Think you can kind of keep up with the pace they set this year? That was a yes? That was a yes. Okay. All right. Sophomores. Okay. Looking good. Strong group there. What's with the Kansas University hat? Jayhawk. What's up with that now? You got a link to the Jayhawks? All right. Another NDSU fan. Love it. Go Bison. How about freshmen? Oh, you kind of separated out, huh?
He, of course, is moving around from one end to the other. So, Todd, I don't know if you can hear much of that, but he's having a good time with him. Just talking a little bit about the Capitol, asking about the bus ride. Can you hear it? Okay, all right. And he's having a good time with him. He's going to come over and chat with us after, so we'll do that in the next break and talk a little bit about, maybe the shutdown, where things are at there, and a few other things in the news. But also, he's made a tradition of doing this where he greets the kids. It's kind of neat. Congressman Kramer did the same. He's in the House. It's just fun to have folks here because much of Washington, you know, doesn't exactly embrace the pro-life movement. So it's fun. It's fun when they do and they come on out. So it's great. You know how I managed on 2 hours of sleep the first night on the way out here on the bus, Todd? You know how that happened?
My pillow.
Oh, you're a smart dude. You are a smart dude. Yeah, exactly.
Gotta have
and
that.
I did not. Despite your suggestion, I did not bring a mattress topper to, like, take claim to the back of the bus and lay out the mattress topper there.
Okay, next road trip, you do need to do that, and we need, like, Facebook Live, you checking into the hotel with your MyPillow mattress topper and everything. So
we do have to do it. It's a deal. Exactly. I'll do it when my daughter's not along on the trip because it probably wouldn't go over well with, you know, how that goes. Just a little embarrassed. Dad, stop! Anyway, speaking of the mattress topper, listen, this is the deal of the deal. Deal of all deals. It is, of course, 30% off right now, and they throw in two standard MyPillows, too. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. That's mypillow.com, promo code Scott, and you'll get that deal. Or you can call them 800-506-9028, 506-9028, and get a great deal from MyPillow. Michael Lindell celebrating this week 10 years of sobriety. Incredible. No more crack cocaine, no more alcohol. Good man. Buy his pillows. More from D.C. after this.
The
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On your mind, powered by SchwannGMC.com. By the way, there's some 2018s. I got to close out yet. Up to 10,000 off on the 2018 GMC Sierra, 9,000 on the GMC Acadia. Find out more at SchwannGMC.com.
Back in Washington, D.C., steps of the Capitol. Senator Hovind just finished greeting North Dakota kids here for the March for Life. How are you?
Oh, this is great. What an awesome group. And, I mean, I don't know how you cannot be excited when you see these great young people. We've got Shanley here, 200-plus strong, come down for the March for Life. Yesterday I saw the Ryan group from Minot. It's just wonderful.
You marry 200. A lot of churches have dioceses, different throughout Fargo and Bismarck. Dioceses have groups too. So a lot of kids here.
Oh yeah, you'll marry. Always does a great job. Strong contingent. They led the march 2 years ago. So really awesome. And you know, all of our St. Mary's strong. So just a lot of our high schools come down and do a great job.
I saw Senator Kramer and yourself talk about this issue. Obviously, time no doubt for this march. On the floor the other day, strongly supporting some of the legislation out there, and then of course you got a piece of legislation that seems about as basic as possible in defunding Planned Parenthood, and not enough votes there, huh?
Right. You know, and we had a vote yesterday on a pro-life bill. You know, and of course we supported it, fought hard for it, but couldn't get enough votes to pass it. So you know, we'll continue to work it. We have strong pro-life legislation. This is a week where we really work to get the message out, obviously, in conjunction with the March for Life. And these young people are so, so powerful. What a great message, you know, and they really have a big impact. They really do.
Yeah, you know, I was telling Monsignor Shea when he was growing up, which was, you know, he's younger than you and I.
He's younger.
But, and the same thing with me, you know, this was kind of people with gray hair to care about, right? And out there in science.
Right.
Now it's the youngsters. This is a huge surge for the movement.
But that's why it's so important, and that's why it's getting stronger and stronger. I mean, these young people, they impact their peers, but they impact people of all ages. And think about it now. They're going to have a lifetime of supporting life. And so it's really important, and that's why it makes such a difference.
Is this an ugly town to work in right now?
It's really tough. And, you know, we're pushing. I'm trying to bring forward a couple ideas. I'm not sure we talked about them earlier with you on the radio, but one is, you know, for these asset forfeiture funds where we get drug money and confiscate money from these smugglers and all that kind of stuff, I'm trying to see if we could apply that money to building a border wall. Those are non-appropriated funds. If we could do that, that might, you know, get this thing rolling again. And think about it, then Mexico really would be paying, wouldn't it? Because those drug smugglers and people that bring in, you know, when we confiscate their cars and all that kind of stuff, in essence, they would be paying for it. But, you know, we got to keep putting forward ideas, but our colleagues on the other side of the aisle have to start negotiating with us. And they're not doing that. They need to. We're putting forward ideas. You know, the president's offered to compromise in terms of how many miles, what do you build it from, what do Democrats have to have? Think about it. We want to fund the balance of government. So Republicans, the administration, we want to fund the government, and we want border security. We're wanting to do both. They're saying, no, if you build a border wall, then they don't want to fund the government. Well, that doesn't make sense. This is national security. This is common sense. We're here ready to negotiate. Come on, let's get this done. We feel for these folks that are not getting paid. Let's get it done.
You think the pain point, the threshold might be near? This is helping nobody. Let's do something. Do you sense this is going to last a while, or are we close?
I hope it. You know, that we can get it done, and you know, today would be great. But we need to get it done, and Speaker Pelosi has to decide she wants to negotiate and get a deal done, rather than continuing to feel like she wants to hold out. And I don't get it. She seems to prefer right now to hold out rather than sit down, negotiate, get it done.
The president thought it might not be a good idea for her to travel. And then maybe she can stay here and negotiate. What did you think of that, of canceling the trip?
I think she needs to stay here. She needs to be here. She needs to start negotiating. And she's not doing it. You know, I mean, show me where she's going back and forth.
Well, she isn't at all, but she must think she's winning politically then, huh?
I think she does think she's winning politically. One, I don't agree with that, and two, that's not what this is about. This should be about the American people, and border security is a fundamental part of national security. People want to know that the border is secure. That's part of securing our nation. That's basic common sense. That is a vitally important long-term issue. So on issues and the things that are important, I don't think she is winning.
I know you did some work to get the FSA offices opened up, and we heard from some farmers that appreciated that because obviously their loans in the middle of transactions and different things that, you know, obviously is a bit of an inconvenience, can be difficult, and you hear all kinds of stories. Is there any way to going forward in a shutdown, stuff that should be operating, continues to be operating?
Yeah, we have to continue to find ways to do that. For example, like the nutrition programs, food stamps, and your school lunch programs, and all that kind of thing, we've got that now funded through February. I work on this because I chair AgaProbes, and so we have USDA under us, FDA, that kind of thing. So we're finding ways to keep those things going. FDA is doing their drug inspections and food safety and all that kind of stuff. We just got FSA open now through Tuesday to provide some help. We have to keep doing that. But most important, we just have to get the government open. That means getting certainly Pelosi and Democrats sit down and negotiate, get this done.
Is this really all about border security? I mean, do they really not want a barrier, not want? I mean, it just seems ridiculous when they voted for it in the past. Or is this about trying to get a political victory against Trump?
Well, it does seem that they want a political victory because they voted for a border wall, border security before. They keep saying they want border security, and then when we sit down and say, okay, what do you have to have, they won't negotiate. So that doesn't make sense. We're saying, look, we're not asking you to vote for anything you haven't voted for before. But let's negotiate out what you need and get this done. And they're just not willing to do it.
Good to see you. Thanks for doing this for the kids. They love it.
And again, all these great kids, way to go. So proud of them. And God bless them all for being here.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Senator John Hope on the program. Take a break. Back with more. Hour number two, What's on Your Mind? With Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots, provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.